Weak line discovered by Voyager 1 in the interstellar medium. Quasi-thermal noise produced by very few fast electrons, by N. Meyer Vernet et al. A weak continuous line has been recently discovered onboard Voyager 1 in the interstellar medium, whose origin raised two major questions. First, how can this line be produced by plasma quasi-thermal noise on the Voyager short antenna? Second, why does this line emerge at some distance from the heliopause? We provide a simple answer to these questions, which elucidates the origin of this line. First, a minute quantity of supra-thermal electrons, as generally present in plasmas, whence the qualifier quasi-thermal, can produce a small plasma frequency peak on a short antenna, of amplitude independent of the concentration of these electrons. Furthermore, the detection required long spectral averages, alleviating the smallness of the peak compared to the background. We therefore attribute the observed line to a minute proportion of fast electrons that contribute negligibly to the pressure. Second, we suggest that, up to some distance from the heliopause, the large compressive fluctuations ubiquitous in this region prevent the line to emerge from the statistical fluctuations of the receiver noise because it is blurred out by the averaging required for detection, especially in the presence of short wavelength density fluctuations. These results open up novel perspectives for interstellar missions, by showing that a minute proportion of fast electrons may be sufficient to measure the density even with a relatively short antenna, because the quietness of the medium enables a large number of spectra to be averaged. This was weak line discovered by Voyager 1 in the interstellar medium. Quasi-thermal noise produced by very few fast electrons, by N. Meyer Vernet et al.